This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began doing an inductive study of Psalm 19. We reviewed what is said in this psalm. Now we need to determine what it means. In other words, we need to interpret what was said. The opening verses present us with what theologians call natural revelation. Paul refers to this in Romans 1:20, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse." Psalm 19 begins by saying, "The heavens declare the glory of God." This would correspond to what Paul identifies as God's divine nature. Then the psalmist continues by saying, "The skies proclaim the work of His hands." This would correspond to God's eternal power. These two invisible qualities of God revealed in and through nature result in Paul's conclusion that men are without excuse. As you read Psalm 19, it's clear that natural revelation is one of the ways God speaks to man and provides him with a basis of understanding some truth about himself. Day in and day out, as well as every night, this revelation is available to every person living on the planet. Natural revelation is intelligible to every language group in the world and is accessible in every geographical location in the world. Like most people, the psalmist lets his imagination take over in verses 4 through 6 as he tries describing what all this means to him. We'll look into this further in our next visit, and you can prepare for it by reading the psalm over again.